flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to Jason Kelce. How are you,
morning,
pal?
Joe. How we doing,
good,
guys?
Bud. How are you?
Good.
You know, some people are saying you got that UConn Cornelius look going. I saw that the other day.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I mean, yeah, I think that's accurate. And you kind of are continuing it right now, but without the head thing. You
that's right. That's right.
You know, and by the way, it's not an insult. I mean, this guy, like, was involved in helping save Christmas, man. Rudolph.
I mean, he's the star of the show.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Without him, Rudolph and Santa don't get up in the air.
I take it as a major compliment.
It is. It is. All right, Jason with us, as he is every Thursday at this time. Brought to us by Garage Beer. The garage always open. Light beer like it used to be, and certainly like it still is with Garage Beer. Find Garage Beer at your local retailer or at drinkgaragebeer.com. That's drinkgaragebeer.com, official beer of the Kelce brothers and dads everywhere. So, Jason, what a week, man. I mean, you played in one of those snow games, but not with the implications of the last game to get to an NFC Championship game. What'd you make of it, man?
I just love snow games so much. I mean, it just makes it more magical. I think there's something that is just really deep-rooted from when you're a kid and you're out there and you get a snow day off from school, you go out with your buddies, you start playing tackle football because it doesn't hurt. And, you know, there's something that just right away just like puts you in that mindset. And it was coming out hard. It's so funny watching video from the first half of that game and then watching video in the second half.
Sure.
The disparity of no snow anywhere. And then all of a sudden it's a full-on blizzard. So it was great. It was playoff football. And obviously Saquon breaking out that big run late was huge.
Yeah, massive. So I'm going to give you the biggest layup question, just because I'm interested in hearing you talk about it from this standpoint. Mm-hmm. You got to be really proud of your buddies, right?
Oh, of course.
I mean, with the way it ended last year, the bounce back this year, I mean, what an achievement and a real shot to win a Super Bowl. And I know you're still so close to so many of them.
For sure. And, you know, I mean, listen, I know the collapse last year was bad, but, you know, we started out, 10-1?
Yep.
And, you know, I thought we had great talent last year, and I definitely knew we had really good talent this year. And the draft picks have panned out. The young guys have really stepped up. The new, you know, the free agents they've signed in the offseason, like Zach Bond, have really panned out for the most part. And the two coordinators they've hired have done a fantastic job. So it's no shock that they've turned this around this quickly. And, I'm immensely proud of all the guys I played with, everybody in that building, because it's hard, you know, when you lose – a lot of games consecutively to maintain that focus and that work ethic and that team focus attitude.
Yeah.
Because that's really what losing does. It starts to separate teams. It starts to separate people into, like, you know, why are we losing? What's happening? And everybody goes into their own narratives of why it's not their fault. And then it just is like a huge, you know, it's just a dysfunctional mindset.
Is it a prime credit to Sirianni and Hurts as major leaders for holding that together?
I think it absolutely is. I think both of those guys, I think Nick has faced a lot of criticism all off season.
Yeah.
And for him to continue to right the ship and just keep his head down, keep moving forward, keep making the team focused and improving. And I think that it's been a masterful job by him. And of course, Jalen Hurts to bounce back and get back to the NFC Championship game. And whenever you're the quarterback, you're the head of the offense and in a position of leadership. So, yeah, major testament to both those guys.
Why did it feel like our offense took a step back with the pass protection? When they would get up and do the zone blitzes, we didn't have answers. And now I'm worried about Jurgi. I'm worried about Cam not being walk-throughable yesterday. That is not Cam Jurgens like to be unavailable for a walkthrough. He must really be hurt.
Yeah, I to be honest, I do not know the you know, the extent
of those
injuries.
Well, it's his back, which is like, holy cow. You know, like when it's your back and you can't even put your socks on, when you can't even like go to the bathroom right, it is so hard to do anything.
There's no question. I don't want to comment too much on it because I just don't know the specifics.
We have no idea.
But I do know that I think that, first of all, the Rams' defensive front are phenomenal at rushing the passer. They don't have anybody that's really that like high name profile. Like they don't have Aaron Donald anymore, right? But they play really well together. They rush well as a unit. They run games well. I thought that we would perform really well against them. And I think that certain things made it look worse than it was, in my opinion. There were some bad plays out there by those guys. But for the most part, I thought the line played well across the board outside of a few snaps.
So it looked worse than it was. So you're less worried about the zone blitzes getting home? Because you feel like it won't happen moving forward as much?
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about it. I think that they got home a couple times. I think the snow and elements have a way to magnify things that I'm not as concerned about, to be honest with you.
All right, Jason in studio with us for about an hour. 215-592-9494. Let's get some calls in here. Obviously, with Jason, we'll preview the Eagles in Washington, the Jaden Daniels thing. I mean, that guy's been incredibly impressive, but the Eagles, let's be real, have been more impressive and are likely to win this game. Let's go to the phones. JP right now in Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, JP. Hey.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? Jason, sir, it's always a pleasure. It's an honor.
Hey.
I'm talking to the guys that work here, Jason, and we think that you should dress up in your mummer's gear and leave the team out on Sunday.
Oh, man.
I'm so confident with the defense and the run game. Like, everything is just going our way.
Yeah.
I can't get more excited. The defense is phenomenal. Saquon is just like, he finally has an offensive line. He's the guy that you never wanted to face on your team, but you always wanted him to have on your team.
Yeah. I completely agree. I mean, a lot of people crush the Giants for what's happened with Saquon this year. But, I mean, if you go back and watch the previous seasons with Saquon, he hasn't had these years in New York and wouldn't be this valuable. The big reason he has been this valuable is because he's with a unit that can give him the opportunity to make these incredible plays. So
part of what's a shame, Jason, though, he may not make the Hall of Fame when he could have if he had a real line for 6 years, because his numbers just aren't even close.
Well, this is just proof that he could have been doing this all along.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, this isn't just like a good offensive line. This is a fantastic offensive line.
Yeah.
So it's married with a guy who's an incredible talent that can, I mean, really the big, his vision, but then the ability to score 70 and 80 yard runs. I mean, that's such a dagger to teams. It's a shame that they weren't able to be. And it's not like they didn't try. They drafted high picks. They invested in the line in New York.
Totally.
It just didn't pan out for a number of reasons, whether it's, you know, guys didn't, players didn't pan out, coaches didn't pan out, systems, and then there's reshuffling. And, it sucks that it took it this long for it to be noticed on the NFL scale.
JP, give me an answer for what transcended entertainment.
TikTok.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
TikTok.
You got it, buddy. Well, that's,
you know, it's
what?
A technological thing.
James, it's okay. It's a form of entertainment, and it's become a international issue. Of course that transcended entertainment.
Yeah.
You disagree?
I think we're talking about different
things. Is it a form of entertainment?
Sure.
Has it transcended just entertainment where now we have countries arguing about it?
Sure.
It's transcended entertainment.
National security threat.
I mean, Ben, this guy here, man. I mean, right, Jason.
Look, it's a technological thing. Like, I thought we were talking about an actual piece of entertainment. Like, Where the World is a song.
Ready? James, like, you ready for this? Here's what the question was. What transcended entertainment? That was the question. Ben, why do I have to slow it down for this guy sometimes?
That is not right, Joe.
The expectation was that it would be entertainment that would be given.
We just thought it was a different side topic.
Entertainment transcended entertainment?
Exactly. That was the point of the side.
Technology transcended and changed entertainment.
Exactly. It's a tech. It's a technology. It's a different thing.
I was about to say, TikTok isn't entertainment by itself. It's a platform where people
All right, John, what would you have there? You had something you're about to ask.
Oh, geez. All right, so the Washington hit on this quarterback very clearly. But they've got certain disadvantages working against them. How bad is it for road games in a row? We know that this team's hot, but four road games in a row. How much does that wear on you this time of year? I know that you've never had four playoff games in a row. That's
yeah, I guess I haven't.
But I'm sure that's hard.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, yeah, playing away games consecutively, especially against really good opponents. You know, these are physical games that they're playing. Yeah. These aren't just like, you know, I don't know, middle of the season deals. These are, you know, one and done, where guys are going as hard as they can. So, I mean,
they just beat the Lions. I mean, lingering remnants of pain for the Commanders too.
But also tremendous adrenaline. I mean, they got to be rolling on
it. Yeah, but that's the thing. It has to end sometime. That adrenaline surge, it does run out.
No.
Like, when does that run out?
Well, sometimes when a team wins at all. I mean, sometimes, right?
Hopefully it runs out this week. It'd be great.
Can we make that run out?
The Commanders have, I mean, listen, I have not expected the Commanders team to be at this point all season long. I think that they have a tremendous quarterback who's played really well as a rookie. And their coaches have done a phenomenal job. I think as players, they have good players. I wouldn't say, like, I'll be very candid. I think the Eagles are better at every position. Like, I don't know that there is one position, if you put the two rosters, the depth charts next to each other, that I would take the Washington player over the Eagle player. And that is a very honest assessment. I think that the Eagles are loaded. In Washington, to their credit, they play extremely well as a team. Dan Quinn is a fantastic coach. They scheme things well. Dan has always schemed us well. Even in Dallas, I didn't think that Dallas was particularly that good on defense last year, and they played us really tough in Dallas. So they're well coached. They play as a unit. They make minimal mistakes. They go for it on fourth down and get it a lot, which increases drives and their opportunities. So they do a lot of things really, really well, which is a big reason they're still here. And they just got done beating the best team in the NFC, arguably, over the last two seasons, pretty candidly, in their house. Mm. And, I think, obviously Detroit had some mistakes that magnified that, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of defense played on either side of the ball. But it's going to be a tough game. And, you know, Washington, when your quarterback is playing that well and you're that disciplined as a team, it's really hard to beat teams like that.
You know, you brought up an interesting point I hadn't heard anyone else say. Maybe some people have said it. Maybe they've thought it, but I hadn't heard it. Dan Quinn has coached against the Eagles many, many times in the last couple of years. Twice a year for however many years he was in Dallas,
and then he was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So
he knows this attack, you know, which hasn't varied that much. Some of the personnel has changed, obviously, but the basic structure.
There's a lot of familiarity.
Yeah,
with familiarity, like there's plays. Like I already, every time you go into somebody you've played before, you think about the plays that have worked, and you know, let's maybe do this, and this, and then you play him, and then he's got answers for that.
Yeah.
So then the next game you go in with answers for that, and then it works maybe, and then there's always like this back and forth of.
How much does the Jalen knee worry you?
I don't know the severity of it. I mean, obviously, a big part of why Jalen. A big part of, listen, we talked about the Saquon run game. A big reason why that's been so good outside of just the line is Jalen's threat to run. The reads, a lot of the things he does with his feet and his athleticism expand and give numbers to the run game. So it's a big component of our offense. It's a big component of his game. I tend to think it's probably not that severe, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, right. So I saw after the last time we played him, there was something that went down between Nick and Zach.
Zach, yeah, I saw that.
Do you know, like, what's going on there? Is that just like, hey, you guys were dumb to let me go anywhere, like just talking trash type thing? Or what is that?
I don't know. I don't know. It looked like Zach said something to Nick, then Nick said something to Zach, and they started jawing. It feels like they squashed it in whatever press conference was the next day.
Yeah, they said.
I never talked to Zach about it. Didn't talk to Nick about it. So I wouldn't.
Non-issue.
Understood.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know that it's a non-issue. I don't really know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I did see it. And I know both those guys. I know they're both really competitive. Obviously, Zach left the Eagles, but I don't think he left the Eagles on like bad terms. Like he was kind of like wanted to leave the Eagles is the way I remember it. Like, I think he was in a position at that point in his career where, you know, I think he realized he was going to be better suited going someplace else. He wasn't getting paid maybe. What I don't know. There were all those parameters, but I don't remember him leaving.
Well,
like,
we drafted a tight end.
And here's the other thing I'll say. The Eagles were gearing up for a power brand of football. Like as powerful as we've seen in a long time.
And he's not the power blocking tight end.
And I mean that is no disrespect to Zach, but it's the weakest element of his game and it's the strongest element of Dallas Goedert's game. And when you're constantly running, you know,
it's a strong element of his game. I think he's good at everything.
Also, if you remember when we got rid of Ertz, it was when they were losing in 2021. Remember, it was like, go let him win was
that's,
part of the thing, too.
Saying.
Remember that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember this being like a, I want to be here. Like, I think there was a multiple reasons why Zach ended up leaving, and I don't think it was a bad terms deal. That's not the way I remember it. That's definitely not the way Zach and I talked about it, when it was happening.
Uh-huh. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Zach. Reminder coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes here. Your chance to hear a name that with that name you can win tickets to the Eagles in Washington tomorrow. So, like, don't go anywhere right now. Zach, I don't think Ertz. Zach, somebody else in Medford. Hello, Zach, somebody else.
Unfortunately, I'm not Zach Ertz.
That'd be fun.
Are you a Lego?
What are the odds? That would be amazing.
No. Ertzy, what's up?
Yeah.
I'd appreciate his bank account at least.
Yeah.
You know what you got to do for that bank account, Zach? You got to catch the reception that wins the Eagles a Super Bowl.
There you go.
The only human in human history to have that claim.
And the fourth down catch too.
And the fourth downer. Anyway, Zach, we like you too. Hello, buddy.
Yeah, big catch this year too.
Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to start, Jason. My wife, Lex, and I absolutely love you and can't thank you enough for the monumental part of Philadelphia history you've become.
I appreciate it, Zach. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's awesome to have been afforded the privilege to play here, man.
Absolutely. I had two things I wanted to get to. I really think I understand criticism. I understand we've been critical of Jalen Hurts, but the guy wins games, first off, and he's not the only player on the team. Like, we've successfully turned one of the best wide receiver duos into a dark horse because we've had Saquon just destroying teams. So there's a good chance that we see A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith rip one apart because they just haven't been utilized, so they're not expecting it now.
That's possible. There's no question that's possible.
I mean, that's kind of the way I'm going into the game, is we have so many pieces that have gone underutilized, and at any point in the rest of the season, we can see them come back into the game in a huge way. And I just would encourage people to be more optimistic on that front.
I think that's certainly a good point, Zach. We can do it any which way we choose. We have chosen to be running the ball an awful lot. And I do think that, you know, the fact that this Commanders team, they haven't done a good job of stopping the run. Even in the postseason, I've heard a lot of people talk about, oh, well, they've gotten better. Well, 48 rush attempts for 302 yards in two games this postseason. I expect that we'll get after it. And I, with the run, and what we saw in our game against the Rams was, even when they put an extra safety down, it doesn't matter anyway. We can call it and run these runs, and Jalen has the options to put to win that play, to win that game, and we're just going to keep doing what we do, which
Zach,
is obliterate people with smashing them in the face.
Zach, give me what transcendent entertainment. We'll see if it meets the seltzer, you know, threshold.
Yeah, we will.
So just one more quick thing. I had a question for you guys, and then I'll give my answer.
Sure.
Especially for Jason, what's one player that has been not spoken about enough that has really shown up this season?
All right, Zach, we're gonna get that answer. Give me your answer so you can win the prize. What do you got?
I think this united all of us as a front, as NFL fans. It's a little dark, but when DeMar Hamlin went down, we all became Bills fans.
It's an interesting answer. DeMar Hamlin, I mean, certainly it led to a lot of donations while he was still out of it. So
he's starting safety for the Bills. Yeah. He's played really well this year. It's unbelievable.
Well, let me give you another one, and then we'll get to Jason's answer. And I got to give a name for these tickets, but I don't know if people saw this with Mark Andrews dropped that pass.
The donations from the Bills.
Yes.
Mafia.
Bills Mafia. Yeah. Yep.
Bills Mafia.
They're great fans. They're really nice. Are.
And not as a mockery, like really trying to donate.
They did it before. Remember when Andy Dalton, that they've done this before.
They're donating to the charity that Mark
kind
Andrews cares
people.
About. That's
like
something.
They really actually are kind people.